Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Alrighty, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are chatting with Congressman Walter Jones right now on a subject that I personally feel, and I know that Corey does because we talk about this a lot off mic, is incredibly important to the future of our country. It has to do with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And we have, as I said, we have Congressman Walter Jones from North Carolina on the line with us right now. Congressman, I'd like you to do us a favor if you would. What's your opinion of the Trans-Pacific Partnership?
Well, I had the privilege to have 50 minutes to go read a 700-page bill known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
That should be plenty of time. 50 minutes? That's got to be plenty of time.
this is what I had very limited time, and you go into a locked room. They let you in. You can sit at the desk and read as long as your time would permit, but you don't take notes, and you can't record anything, so I just went down to be able to say to the people back in Eastern North Carolina, I did read the bill. I only had 55 minutes, and I chose two sections that I thought might would impact on my district, one dealing with the export and import of fishing products. And when I left, all I could say was that this is another threat, in my opinion, to the average working American citizen and the small business owner. Here we are trying to reach some type of accord with 11 different countries. Some of them, like Vietnam, could care less about how we feel about things. They pay their workers a small amount of money. I'm going to read something to you very quickly. Dick Morris had this, and it'll take 1 minute, in the Hill magazine a couple of days ago, and it says that the TPP, generally supported by pro-free trade Republicans, but opposed by labor union Democrats, reportedly contains a barely noticed provision that allows for the free migration of labor among the signatory nations. Patent after similar provisions in the treaties established the European Union, it would override national immigration restrictions in the name of facilitating the free flow of labor. Here we go again. I don't know how in the world the American people have so little respect for Congress, and when something like the Trade Promotion Authority or the Trans-Pacific Partnership comes to the floor and you see the influence of big money buying the votes, if that doesn't anger the American people, then nothing will.
Well, if that doesn't anger the American people, exactly nothing will. You know, your chief of staff, Glenn Downs, who's a very valuable guest on our show and a very good friend of both of ours, sent us a letter.
A very good friend of mine, too.
Of course he has. Sent us a letter from an attorney from GW Law by the name of Alan Morrison. I want to just read you this first sentence here. There, Mr. Morrison writes, I'm writing this letter because I believe that the big creation of private arbitral tribunals to decide whether otherwise valid federal, state, and local laws are inconsistent with the investor protection provisions of the trade of TPP improperly removes the core judicial function from the federal courts and therefore violates Article 3 of the Constitution. Got an opinion on that?
Alan Cord, that point it obviously is well made by a well-prepared gentleman who happens to be an attorney. There are so many of those aspects to this bill. That's why we got burned with NAFTA, we got burned with CAFTA. Everything we've ever done as a country, in my opinion, is a sellout of our sovereignty and our ability to have a middle-class America.
Now, Congressman, one thing that I keep on reading about this bill is just how much the middle class and the average American will suffer because of the possibility, and right now it is just the possibility, but it looks like a very likely possibility, that even more jobs in manufacturing would be able to shift offshore. simply because, well, this bill opens up this sort of trade and really only helps big business, which seems to have its hand really firmly implanted in politics over there in D.C.
Well, no question about it. I have seen the growing influence of the money. It's always been money in politics. We all understand that. But when the Citizens United became the law of the land, then you saw the growth of super PACs. And these super PACs, they can put millions of dollars in campaigns and influence the policy. I say all the time back home that I see Congress many times as a house of prostitution. I really do when it comes to policy, because what happens is you've got the Democrats' leadership who's trying to raise as much money as they can to take back the control of the House. Then you got our side trying to raise all the money they can raise to keep the House. And what's lost in the middle is the average citizen who's out here trying to make a living and take care of their families, hoping that they can trust their people in Washington, D.C. to do what's right for them. And I see this threatened constantly.
You know, the direction that I'm seeing our government take right now, and I guess when I say our government, I'm talking specifically about members of Congress, not all, certainly not yourself, and certainly the judiciary, right, or the executive branch, and to an extent the judiciary branch. The direction that our country is going in right now was outlined almost to a T in Barack Obama's second book, The Audacity of Hope. I mean, it clearly shows what he is trying to accomplish. And, you know, I've said this many times on the show, on the record, I don't know the man, and I can't say that he's an evil person, but I got to tell you, it makes me sick the direction that my country of 71 years is now headed.
Well, I'm with you both for this reason. I'm sickened too, and I would tell you that many times the Republican Party is complicit with the President of the United States. And this is a prime example of these trade issues. We're complicit with him. We will raise the debt ceiling in September of this year to allow the president to go further into debt and borrow money to pay last year's bills. That's why I wanted to be on your show. Y'all do a great job.
Thank you.
And the people are so frustrated because they know that what we're talking about, probably they agree with 9 out of 10 points that we've all made.
Congressman, what really sticks with me and surprises me and worries me is the fact of what you said to begin with. You got 50 minutes to read this over 700-page document, not allowed to take notes, not allowed to really do anything to dive into it. Why is this even becoming a possibility or something that the president and the government can essentially initiate when it can be this important?
Well, that's why I think that the founders who created this government that we have intended for the checks and balances, for Congress to have the checks and balances, but we're trying to give up our ability to have checks and balances, starting with the Trade Promotion Authority, TPA, and then when we get to the TPP, then we're continuing to go down that road of not even knowing what's in the bills that we're passing. It's kind of like we as Republicans complain, and I complained as well, about the Affordable Care Act.
Oh, yeah.
Obamacare. We had no chance to read it. Well, we're doing the same thing now. We're in charge of not reading, of mandating that we read the bills.
I find it very interesting, Congressman, that I've done a fair amount of reading on this. And in an article that I read last night, as I was ready to go to bed, Nancy Pelosi hasn't really come out on this thing as to whether or not she's for it or against it. My guess is, based on her constituency and based on her fundraising, she's probably going to come out against it. Just a guess on my part.
You know, for that point that you made about Pelosi, then what is Boehner doing on this side to pass it to raise money too? It really gets to a point where you need to call the kettle black if the kettle is black.
And you know what, in this case, Congressman, the kettle, I think, is very definitely black. There's no question about that. I am amazed that John Boehner is doing what he's doing on this thing. I find it to be absolutely interesting. Listen, we're looking forward to continuing on into the next segment with you. We'll be right back with Congressman Walter Jones.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
A Okay, welcome back here to discuss what happened in the vote today regarding the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We were going to have Congressman Walter Jones with us, who just preceded us in the first segment. We're going to pass on the Congressman only because he kind of said, I really need to get home to my family. Can you deal with Glenn on this? Because you all know how I feel. And we said, of course we can. Glenn, here's the million-dollar question. You know, you go on the Internet right now, and you got one side throwing the hands up in the air and the other side throwing the hands up in the air, both sides claiming they won, but nobody really won today.
Well, it was something of a Mexican standoff. The anti-fast-track people did have something of a victory in the sense that that there are two votes in the House of Representatives. One was to offer trade adjustment assistance to people who have lost their jobs as a result of these trade bills. And the second was to give fast-track negotiating authority to Obama, not only for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, but also for two other whopping big trade bills. And those really haven't been so much in the news, but this would give the fast-track authority for these three trade bills. Those two bills together more or less equaled what the Senate had already passed. So for an order for the fast-track negotiating authority to go to Mr. Obama's desk, two pieces of legislation had to pass today on the House floor. The first one, trade adjustment assistance, lost badly. It turned out to be a less close than expected vote. And then once it was obvious that the TAA, trade adjustment assistance, was going down, it ended up becoming a whopping big rout. So then the Republican leadership rolled the dice and brought up the TPA, Trade Promotion Authority, Fast Track Authority, and that passed by about 10 votes or so. Here's the problem for Fast Track proponents, is in order for the bill to go to Obama, they have to either go to a conference committee between the House and the Senate, resolve the differences between the two bodies, which means opening the thing back up again in the Senate, and more another whole vote in the House and the Senate, or the House needs to reconsider this defeated trade adjustment assistance vote. Mr. John Boehner did the procedural things necessary today to bring that bill back up again, but when and if he's going to do it is indeterminate because there's so many votes short of what they need. But don't put it past these guys. They're going to bring this up again. This is not over by a long shot.
Glenn, when we were talking off mic, Al asked you, so like, when can they bring this back up? Is there a certain timeline? And you made it very clear that they have a fair bit of time to continue to try to whip the votes needed to get this through, don't they?
That's exactly right. Corey, they brought the bill up today as opposed to 3 months ago or as opposed to 3 months from now because they thought they had the votes. And they thought this was their best opportunity. But until this Congress is over, which is at the end of 2016, so it's a year and a half from now, they can bide their time and wait and see if they think they've got the opportunity to bring it up on a sneaky procedural time when everybody's gone at Christmas or something like that, or when they think they can horse trade and get the votes that they need to try to get this passed. So this is not over by a long shot. They could bring it up quickly, or they could bide their time and wait for an opportunity they think that's more to their liking.
Chris, I got a question for you. Number one, Nancy Pelosi voted against it right now. I mean, talk about mealy mouths. She said, I'm going to be voting to slow down fast track. Today we have an opportunity to slow down whatever the deal is with other countries. We want a better deal for American workers. Well, of course, that's a patriotic thing to say. The Republicans, on the other hand, basically pleaded with their colleagues to support the deal or risk watching the United States lose economic ground in Asia. I mean, come on, let's talk about America, don't you think, Chris?
Well, of course we should talk about America, and I never thought I'd live to see the day when I would throw in with Nancy Pelosi rather than a Republican leadership, but today I do. I think that what she said was exactly dead on. After all, Al, we have had a generation's worth of trade deals that every single time they've come about, they're sold with exactly the same rhetoric to the word that you heard some of the Republicans giving today, and what happens every single time. There's fewer Americans with manufacturing jobs. Wages have stagnated, not coincidentally, since we started the modern-day free trade regimen. I think that she was right to slow this thing down. Is she a hypocrite in some respects? Yes. But at least today, she did the American people a big favor by rebuking the president's advances and leading the charge to, at least for the time being, scuttle this whole package.
Glenn, I want to bring it back to you quickly and ask about the powers that the president has. Is there anything that he can do or anything that we should be concerned about him doing to fast track the fast track?
Well, at the end of the day, remember what fast track is. It's not just doing things quickly. Fast track means that you're getting Congress to surrender its power to amend and or reject parts of whatever treaty that Mr. Obama negotiates with these other countries. That's what it is. So you have to go straight up or straight down, whatever it is he negotiates what's in there. So you can like, you know, 90% of it and find 10% abhorrent, but you can't, you must vote everything up or everything down. And that's why they desperately want the fast track so that they can stick things that would be into the treaty that would be otherwise rejected by Congress. This is an enumerated power within the Constitution that goes to Congress. Congress specifically has the power to amend these various or reject parts of, specific parts of, not all or nothing, as it relates to the any kind of treaties that get negotiated like this. So that is what fast track is. So at the end of the day, he can't get around that. You might try to do something sneaky. You might try to bribe, cajole, threaten. But you still can't send a treaty to the House of Representatives and the Senate that can't be amended without this so-called fast-track or trade promotion authority passing the House.
You know, I've been around the political game for an awful long time, and I don't claim to be the most informed in the world, you know, but I'm certainly better informed than the average citizen walking down the street just because, number one, it's my interest, and number two, it's what I do for a living. But having said that, I am literally amazed that this thing got this far, and I'm even more amazed that the Republicans supported it as heavily as they did. I mean, it's got nothing to do with what's good for the country, in my opinion. Any final comments?
Well, Al, if I may, on that exact subject, one of the comments that I got the biggest kick out of during the debate before the votes started being held was from Keith Ellison of Minnesota, who was a Democrat. He was talking about the Republicans. He says, where's the constitutional conservatives when you need them? You've got some of the Republicans that, properly so, want to beat the president over the head with the Constitution when it comes to many of the other ways in which he has gone beyond his enumerated powers, whether it's on immigration, his various executive orders, spying and all that. But mysteriously, as Ellison sarcastically pointed out, these people are AWOL when it comes to the Constitution if it benefits big business and global corporations, sad to say.
Isn't that the truth? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back with our market wrap.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All righty, welcome back. You know, I got to tell you, the comments from Congressman Walter Jones regarding the Trans-Pacific Partnership I thought were really, really interesting. And I really appreciate both Glenn and Chris being involved in kind of a recap of the whole deal. It just, all I can say before we get into our market wrap, folks, as far as I'm concerned, it stunk to high heaven. Okay, market wrap time. Dow Jones closed out the week off almost 141 points. S&P closed off almost 15 points. NASDAQ closed off 31.41. Let's take a look at gold real quick. Gold closed off 20 cents. And looking at the energy sector, West Texas crude was off 79. Brent was off $1.40. Let's start with you, Rick, because you got this market all figured out. How about a summary?
Ha ha.
Yeah.
All figured out, eh? I think we're topping here. You know, we had quite a short squeeze, the Dow up 200 and whatever it was, 70 points the other day, and we've had very little follow through. Ordinarily, we would have had the short squeeze would have continued until all the bears had been wrung out at new record highs. We didn't get there, and the fact that there are just a few bears that may have survived Wednesday's rally suggests that the survivors are being kept around for another short squeeze. So I wouldn't dismiss the possibility of one last gasp record high, but I really do think this six-year-plus bull market is topping.
Doc, I'm going to throw it over to you now. I want your comments on what happened this week, but then I also want you and Chris after you to address this point. I pulled up a chart earlier today and was comparing the movements in the Dow, the S&P, gold, the U.S. dollar, and even the TSX, the Toronto Exchange, to see what has happened throughout this year since we're almost halfway through. Besides the dollar, which is up just over 4.5% for the year, everything else is pretty much flat. Yeah, we've had some up and down movements, but gold is just slightly negative. We have the Dow up just over 1%. The S&P is up, yeah, a bit more. But other than that, this is a pretty flat, slow start to the year so far.
Yeah, Corey, it is. And I would also agree with Rick. And I mentioned earlier that what you have to do is watch the transportation index, and especially the monthly, and it'll tell you that that's going to get more ugly as the year moves on. And that tells me that the industrials can't hold up with that kind of action. And so what I expect is next week for the Dow to probably rebound a little bit into next week and the end of the year. But then I would go long volatility in a big way. I believe I'll look at my technicals then, but there's good odds that I'll go long volatility because I think we're going to have trouble maintaining the Dow in July. And as far as all these markets, yeah, they've kind of just petered out here, and also the dollar. I'm not enamored with a dollar here right now either. And the path of least resistance is going to be down in the near future. Now, that doesn't mean that we're still not in a bull market for the dollar, but it's looking awfully shaky here right now. And so that'll tend to hold up gold, but gold is also in silver. The path of least resistance over the next few weeks is going to be lower, but it's not going to drop out of bed. It's going to just be a grind lower along with the precious metal stocks.
You know, Chris, you're up next. Are you as, I would say, pessimistic as Doc and even Rick?
I wouldn't call myself pessimistic. I'd call myself agnostic or ambivalent, or I don't give a rat's rear end. Really, Corey, I've commented a lot about gold, and watching it is like watching paint dry. That's pretty much the case with everything, like you were pointing out. The S&P 500 has now put together its longest string of weeks where there was less than a 1% change up or down in over 20 years. And this, like we said at the beginning of the year, I'll repeat it again, this was going to be a directionless year. The major averages will probably end up where they started. You've got to pick your spots. You've got to be a stock picker as well. And there's nothing really that's a sure thing right now. I mean, look at even the price of crude oil, which is starting to remind me of years ago when, you know, those of us that were active in trading it would jump into gold and even the mining stocks at 260, out at 310 or 320, you were able to do that over and over and over again. And now crude oil even is just kind of in this no man's land and funk where it gets up to 62. Like I said several days ago, you short it, gets down to 57 bucks, you buy it. But there's no storyline or catalyst up or down that's going to change much of anything right now. Maybe the 2-day Fed meeting and Mrs. Yellen's press conference will change that next week, but I wonder even about that.
Yeah, I do too myself, Chris. You know, something that came up today that I'd like to get your opinions on is early, not today, sorry, we're recording this on Friday. Something came up Friday morning that I thought was interesting on CNBC is that there is talk about a meaningful increase in energy prices and a meaningful increase in food costs. Well, let's talk about a harbinger of inflation. Rick, any comments on that? Is that something you think might be a possibility here in the not-too-distant future?
I don't see any significant inflation, really. I mean, as far as the food sector, you know, I had a good chance, really, with the drought in California and, you know, certainly the grocery, a basket full of groceries is more expensive than it used to be, but I see all price increases as really contributing to deflationary pressures. And to explain that, we're effectively borrowing against our homes to pay for beef at the grocery store. And I know that it's not directly that way, but by and large, a household budget that is stretched to the limit by the mainly the expense of putting the kids through college is you wind up borrowing against home equity, and it frees up income to buy other things, the cost of which is going up. But keep in mind, you're still borrowing, and I'm talking when I talk about deflation, I'm meaning to say an increase in the real burden of debt, which is where everything goes as long as salaries remain flat, which is what they've been doing.
Chris, your comments on this inflation that we're seeing in food, is it, I think we're still in the stagflation that you keep on preaching.
Well, we are. I think the storyline of late, and I was listening to some folks say it after the market closed yesterday, I think the story, Corey, is that there is not as much fear of deflation. You don't hear the word deflation mentioned much in the financial press right now. And I think that when you see the Dow yesterday drop 140 points, and yet the long end of the Treasury market still can't muster a rally, there is an upward bias right now to long-term interest rates. And it's not so much that people are thinking a lot of inflation is coming. I don't think it is right away. But I think that the markets have it in their head that the out-and-out deflationary risks have been mitigated. You've got QE in Europe. You've got China has cut rates 3 times, probably will a few times more before year-end. The Fed, if they raise rates at all, it's going to be, gee, I'm sorry, we're only going to do it once variety. And so you're going to have a little bit of a drift upward, a little bit of a drift upward in prices. It's going to be a quiet and the stagflation light type of thing I talk about. But the kind of inflation that we had in the 70s, no, we're not there. And I don't think there will be any time. And like Rick pointed out, to some extent, these rising prices become self-correcting and are going to lead to the stagnation because it's going to hit profits. It's going to hurt the ability of Americans to buy anything discretionary. So that in and of itself is going to keep price increases in check.
Okay, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we've been focusing this week primarily on the Trans-Pacific Partnership more than anything else, just because all of us are absolutely in awe as to how that thing ever got as far as it did. But having said that, I just want to say one thing. The markets are very interesting right now, and anybody who thinks they can figure them out, boy, I sure do want to talk to them because they are very, very complicated. Stick around. We are going to be right back.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Welcome back. You are continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We have a company update now, and a company that we have been following for quite some time, and a company I know that a lot of our listeners are very interested in, just due to the number of comments that we received when we issued and reposted the press release for Exeter Resources on our website earlier this week. We appreciate all the comments that came in, and we are bringing Wendell Zerbe, the CEO and president of Exeter, on to answer some of those questions and chat about this news release. Wendell, the news release entitled Exeter Resource Corporation Completes Water Exploration Program, Continuing Success. We have chatted with you and Yale Simpson over the past little while regarding this water exploration program. I know that you have continued to hit pretty sizable and impressive water resource over by your property. Can you explain a little bit as to where the company is now in regard to this water exploration program?
Yeah, most definitely. So really, this news release is a summary of the exploration that we've recently completed, and it's an overview of the direction that the company is now moving. So the first step in this press release and in our water program was to further define this significant aquifer that we've discovered at Pinus Blancus. We had originally anticipated that we could drill up to two additional holes. Some extreme weather that hit that Copiapó region limited us to doing one final large diameter drill hole in this exploration program. Now, this was LV07. It was the most impressive of all the drill holes that we've drilled into this particular aquifer. It had flow rates of about 100 liters per second. Again, excellent recharge. And really, what that drill hole is, again, just signifying is the importance of this aquifer, and is really just telling us that the discovery that we've made is a very important discovery for us, and it's probably a very important discovery in terms of water discoveries in general in Chile over the last decade. The way it works in Chile is there's a time period that you have to explore a water exploration concession. This was the final drilling for our component of this exploration. And now what we're doing is we're pushing forward on the next steps, and the next steps are to compile all the water data, all the scientific data. We have independent consultants as well as our in-house expertise doing this. And we'll apply for the water rights to the Chilean water authorities, and that's going to take place within the next 3 months. It's that step that then we'll go through to move forward with being able to hopefully advance to Speech. And I don't think anybody is not with the understanding that any mining projects in and around the world require water, ours as well. So this has been an important de-risking step for Exeter and for us to ultimately push forward to final steps of developing Caspiche. So that's the real sort of backdrop to this particular news item.
Wendell, we got a number of questions about the news release that came out that we posted a couple of days ago, and one of them comes from a regular listener and very avid member of our blog, a fellow by the name of Shad. Shad says, Al, do they have all the permits and compliance issues out of the way for a major or mid-tier to make them an offer? What would be a fair way to value this project so that current shareholders get rewarded if they get acquired instead of just a minimal bump in the share price that has been witnessed in some of the M&A activity as of late? What do you think about those two questions?
Well, I think that's always that's a valid series of questions. Mm-hmm. I think the way that I'd answer it is, and I'll answer it specifically and generally. From management's point of view here at Exeter, the most important thing we can do to create shareholder value is to do the right de-risking of Caspiche. And one of those things is to discover water and acquire water rights. That ties into all the other things that have been done in the past with regard to this world-class asset, and that is, drilling off the deposit, doing engineering work, and so on. So we think that this is another very important step to de-risk the project. To get the water rights is another very important step. And so it's those steps that we're doing that we think are ultimately the most important thing to create value for shareholders. When it comes down to how are the sort of direction that we're hoping for, well, of course, what we're hoping for is to create that significant value. Part of that comes in, cycles, where we are in a particular market. And from management standpoint, we want to do everything that's possible to create that value. We don't have any particular target price in place. Some of that is going to be dictated by the value we create, and some of it's going to be dictated by where we're at in any particular mining cycle. We want to do all the right things, and we will either push forward to develop the project ourselves, or we will push forward and somebody else will develop it. What offers come to management and what we're sort of dictated by in any sort of takeover scenario is that if we're ever approached or by a mid-cap or a major, and we have had significant interest over the years, and we believe that there's companies out there that certainly could be interested in Caspiche. The typical process is they would approach us, they would make an offer, and if it's material, we'd have to bring that to shareholders, and actually shareholders would decide on whether or not it's a material transaction and worthy of acceptance. We're very cognizant of what this asset could be worth. And in different cycles, there's been enormous value that that these type of projects have generated. So we believe it's one of very few of these style deposits in the world. We think it's very rare, and we're thinking we're doing the right things to create additional value for shareholders.
We have a very active blogger on our site who is very, very bright, comes up with some stuff that I think is almost brilliant. He goes by the moniker of Vortex. And Vortex has basically characterized Caspiche as being a project in the middle of nowhere. And I have to say, I've been to Caspiche, and I disagree with that. And the reason I disagree with it is because there is an awful lot of mining activity going on in that area from some major mining companies. You want to talk about that a little bit for us, Wendell?
Yeah, most definitely. You're absolutely right. You know, when it comes to infrastructure, Caspiche is actually in a very favorable location. There's no doubt it is in the high Andes, but there's significant road access that goes immediately past our project. The power corridor that moves on to Kinross's Maricunga mine, again, generally follows that road access. Yes, we're at about 4,300 meters elevation, which is high, but it's certainly not at the levels that some mining operations are being developed at, which are well over 5,000 meters. So the infrastructure in general is very good. And what's also important to understand is that, you know, more and more of importance is development of projects in locations that are influenced by socio-political influences. And there's very, very few individuals that live in this particular area. It is quite an arid area. We don't think that there's anything that that is environmentally a fatal flaw. And, you know, all of that in combination suggests that Caspiche is in an excellent location for development of an initial small mining operation all the way up to a mega project.
Well, one aspect that I think people need to be aware of for Exeter, and one of the reasons why I believe Al and myself are shareholders and continue to be shareholders, is that Exeter can move through this permitting, the processes of de-risking this project without the risk of essentially going bankrupt. Because if I'm not mistaken, Wendell, you guys have tens of millions of dollars in the bank, right around 30, I believe. So that this will take time, but the fact of the matter is the company is moving to de-risk this project. And judging by the water exploration drill program, that has been a success. And now we need to wait for the permitting and see what comes next for the company. But Wendell, unfortunately, we are out of time. We are going to have to take a quick break. Thank you for your time. Everybody stick around. We are going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.